got hooked to them 17 years ago, and we've been partners since then. Definitely we started being prayer partners, and when we moved here to the US, we became financial partners.
Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel." Join Kenneth Copeland today on The Believer's Voice of Victory as he reveals how the Lord will work in and through you, confirming his word with signs following. You have the victory.
Let's go back to the book of Philippians. That seventh verse again. "Even as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, insomuch as both in my bonds..." We read last night from the 16th chapter of the book of Acts what happened in that jail at Philippi. Man, they knew what kind of anointing hit that place that night and shook that place down to the very core of it. And all of their chains fell off, and they couldn't move. They couldn't move. They flat couldn't move. Nobody. The glory was in there. I believe if you look at that clearly, you can see the glory was there. And actually, it was so strong that read about the jailer. He called for a light, but there were things he already knew before he called for the light. So, but anyway, here's what's so vitally important. They couldn't move. If they could have, they'd have run like rabbits. They couldn't move. Now, compare that to in the temple, when the cloud came in, they couldn't move. Nobody could move. The priests couldn't do anything because of the glory present. The glory was present in that prison that night, and it was glorious, and it was there. It was so strong. So everybody in that church knew what was on Paul and Silas that night. They experienced it. Now, what's he saying to them? That same anointing that was on me, that same anointing that was on Silas that night, when you, Pastor, were saved. That night you couldn't break and run.
Amen. Amen.
Now, right quick, just look over there at the fourth chapter and I'll prove it again. Verse 14, "Notwithstanding, you have well done that you did communicate with my affliction. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift. I desire fruit that may abound to your account." You have a heavenly account. "I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God..." Now, wait a minute. Now, hey, come on. He didn't say you're a God. My God. I'm an apostle. You're a pastor. I'm an apostle. You're a bricklayer. I'm an apostle, he's saying. "My God shall supply all your need." You're my partner. Your needs will be supplied on an apostle's level, not on the level of a bricklayer. Not on the level of a school teacher. Now, everybody's anointed to do what they're doing. But you can come on up. Jesus preached it. He said, you receive a prophet because he's a prophet. You receive the prophet's reward. This is spiritual law. It's been proven. One can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight, has been proven scientifically. It's called synergy. Spiritual synergy is huge and far greater than just natural synergy. It's been proven that if you have one powerful horse pulling a load, and you add the second horse, same size, same energy, now you have the pulling power of three. Scientifically proven, that's synergy. Spiritual synergy, it's huge. Particularly when it's you and Jesus and the Spirit of the living God. It was written concerning David. We won't turn there and look at it, but you can read it later. When they came back, found all their family gone, all their goods gone, and they went on a forced march, and they were tired. I mean, these guys were wore out. They wept till they could weep no more. David inquired of the Lord, said, "Shall I pursue?" And he said, "Go after him, and you'll get it all back." Amen. Well, at the close of that, there were some of them. Now, they were so fatigued, and there was a river here that had to be crossed. They were so fatigued, they couldn't make it across the river. So David said, "You stay here and you stay by the quartermaster. You stay with what we have here. And you guard this." They went on across the river and took care of business. And they came back to divide up the spoil. Now, there were some ungodly men in that troop, and they fought well. For David served him well. They said, no, wait a minute. No. This bunch didn't risk their lives. They just sat over here and did nothing throughout this whole fight. Just give them their families back, but they don't get any spoil. They didn't risk their lives. Listen to what David said. You remember what he said. He said, it was God that gave us that victory. Amen. We didn't win that. In fact, I'm adding words to his mouth now. We're too tired to fight these people. We've been in a forced march for hours after coming right out of combat before we got here.
That's right. Amen.
If it hadn't been for God, we'd all died here today.
That's right. Amen.
He straightened them out. And he said, we will share the spoil with those that stayed behind as well as those that went forward to fight.
Amen.
And it became an ordinance in Israel from that day forward. Now, what's that saying to you and me? That is saying to you that teach school. That is saying to you that are in business. That's saying to you. You're not out there preaching, but hey, we are. And every reward goes to you. Hey, what's most important? The person that preached or the person that bought his blue suit? Huh? What's the most important? They're equal. One more scripture. In Mark, the last chapter. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs, say signs, shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it'll not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. They went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with, now notice that's in, them is in italics. It's very important to just mark through that. That's added, of course, most of you know, all of you know probably, by the translators. Well, they added it. We can read it without it and see how it affects that sentence. Sometimes it is important. In this case, it's misleading. They went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with and confirming the word. How? With those signs following. Supernatural signs following. He said, you are partakers of my anointing. In the confirmation of the gospel, signs following. You ought to be having signs following in your classroom where you teach. You ought to be having signs following in the store where you work. You ought to be having signs following in Walmarts. You can have church service in Walmart, I know. Glory to God. Absolutely. Absolutely can. Oh, you're gonna like this. Glory to God.
The village of Amalanga, nestled in the western highlands of Guatemala, is considered by many to be one of the cleanest and most prosperous cities. In stark historical contrast, earlier years in Amalanga were defined by poverty, fear, violence, alcoholism, and idolatry. In the early 70s, spiritual darkness ruled this region, and those that tried to share the gospel were despised and threatened. But the light of the Word of God and its transforming power could not be stopped.
Our main campus, our international headquarters, is in Quetzaltenango, Guatemala. And it kind of started out of a shoebox and it grew into a 23-acre Bible school campus.
Teaching people the Word of God is our main focus. When we moved to Guatemala in 1979, we came in with the word of faith. And that was very new concept there. There was definitely darkness. It was only 3% Christian when we arrived on the field. My dad took us to a place called Zunil, which is next to a town called Amalonga. And, he wanted us to see, the different things that were happening there in Guatemala, the worshiping of idols. And there is a mummy there that they dress up. His name is... formal name is San Simon, but they call him Maximon. There were people in there, very reverent, their heads bowed, children there. You could tell that, they revered this mummy, but it felt very evil.
Amalanga is approximately 20 minutes from our campus. When you go to that town, you would have never thought that town had been the town that people described.
I have been to Amalonga a few times. We used to drive through there to go down to the coast. And in Amalonga, when we first went, there was, everywhere you look, there was people drunk, people just unhappy. And there was such a darkness over Amalonga as we would drive through. And then there was a pastor. They got a burden, a pastor, I think there in Amalonga himself, got a burden for Amalonga. And he began to pray. And then he got other people to join with him to pray.
In 1974, a small group of believers came together to fast and pray, and they gathered faithfully to make declarations over the city. The power of God moved through the people, and many were miraculously delivered and healed. As the people responded and turned to the Lord, families were restored, bars were closed, evangelical churches multiplied, and all four jails were shut down as crime diminished. The conversion has continued, with over 90% of the population reported to be born-again Christians.
The fruit and the vegetables began to grow, because before that time, they were just puny, you know, vegetables and so forth. Although Guatemala is noted for their vegetables and their fruit. But in Amolonga, when that revival happened, the transformation happened, you could see carrots, I mean, this long and big around, and cabbage, heads of cabbage. And the fields were just, it's like they came alive because of the word.
As farmers began to seek God for wisdom and diligently work their land, the fields became so fertile that now they yield multiple harvests each year, with truckloads of produce exported daily throughout Central America. The town's agricultural productivity has increased 1,000%, and many of the vegetables grown are giant in size and weight, drawing merchants to market and scientists and researchers seeking natural explanations for this increase. Throughout the city, there's an atmosphere of diligence. Children and parents working together in the field and marketplace. Debt-free trucking and shipping services. And farmers becoming businessmen as they develop farms in nearby communities and help others to get out of debt.
Their lives were being transformed, and they were then preaching the gospel and sharing with their neighbors. You know, the prosperity came on what they were doing. You know, their farms, you know, God blessed their farms. He blessed the work of their hands, their handiwork. And, you know, that was a testimony to be able to show the others, you know, look what God is doing in my life. You know, I gave my heart to Him. I gave my life to Him. He is blessing. And, you know, you could just see it firsthand, you know, what was taking place in their lives. It was just spilling over into what they were doing. The people there, they give God the credit for what's happening. They don't just think it's some scientific thing that's happening. They know, and they fully believe, that this transformation has happened because of God blessing them and God blessing the works of their hands.
Almolonga is also called the Miracle City. And many believe that it is one of the most significant examples of true community transformation through evangelism, intercession, spiritual warfare, and the Word of God.
What God did there in Amolonga, it's just an example of what He wants to do through all of Guatemala. And I see Him doing it. I see Him doing it in a grand way, not just in the growth of the land, but in the growth of the people in the land.
You know, before, where they just had despair, they now have hope. And, you know, they can see, well, God has done this in my neighbor's life. I want what He's got, because I want God's blessing in my life. And so they learn from their neighbor, and that blessing comes over into their life.
That mummy that you saw there, it was revealed to a pastor during praise and worship that that was the biblical demon Moloch. And he prayed and fasted and prayed, and the anointing came, and he went down there and cast the demon out of that mummy. And it broke it!
Imagine having access to power that breaks down the obstacles and can transform your life. You can live healed, strong, prosperous, and blessed, all through the power of God's anointing. Kenneth Copeland's audio series, The Power of the Anointing, will teach you how to break through, walk in victory, and encourage others facing difficult challenges. Learn to live every day in the healing, deliverance, and bondage-crushing power you have already received from God as a believer. Find out what the anointing really is, why Jesus considered it the cornerstone of His message to His church, how to protect and use the anointing, and what every believer without exception has been called to do. You have the power. You are anointed of God. Now, take hold of God's anointing and His burden-removing, yoke-destroying power. Live an overcoming life and walk in victory. Become a winner in life. Request your copy of Kenneth Copeland's teaching, The Power of the Anointing, free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. God's anointing has everything you need to be successful in every area of your life. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call toll-free 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Papa Kenneth and Mama Gloria are on a lot of African stations, and when I first met them, I saw them on TV. I just fell in love with the level of sincerity, integrity. You could just feel that. And I got hooked to them 17 years ago, and we've been partners since then. Definitely we started being prayer partners, and when we moved here to the US, we became financial partners. And 3 years ago, almost 4 years, the Lord said, move home. When we heard Him say, move home, we started inquiring to know where home was. We knew that it was AMIC. We came out of the foundation class, everyone was positioned, even the children were positioned, and we don't only want to serve, we want to learn. So when one of our children learned from Super Kid, the middle child, Gerson, that there's power in the communion, it's our covenant. It reinforces the covenant. You have to remind yourself, like the Lord said, as you take it, as often as you take it, you remember He's dead. Not just the dying on the cross, definitely. The fact that He died for our protection and for everything that is in that covenant. So He came home, He told me, He said, Mom, we need to take the communion. And I was like, okay, sound like you have a revelation. And yes, He did. He shared it with us. And from that day to today, we take the communion daily. December 30th, 2017, I left home to go drop our first child, Dalvin. He's in 1440, and he had a drama practice. After the practice, we were just going back home. And before I knew it, there was a car coming with very high speed in our lane, and there was a head-on collision. There was no time to pray. There was no time to think. So you cannot do anything but believe in the help that you need. He promised to be what? Our help in times of need, right? He did. The covenant came through. We were protected. If you look at the car, you would not believe anything came out of the car. I mean, you'd think even the chairs were broken, but everything was intact, which makes us understand that you have to sow your seed before the harvest. We needed a harvest of protection right there. We could not sow no seed of prayer or confession, nothing. So when that happened, I believe the car flipped a couple of times because we found ourselves between a pole and the fence, and we were not straight. We were on the left side. And since our son was on the passenger seat on the front, he's huge, so he could sit there. He tried to touch the door and it wouldn't open. Now, technically, I don't know much about cars, but I believe that when there's that level of collision, the door should just be stiff and tight. He first of all touched the door and it wouldn't open. And he said, Mom, we're safe. He turned and told me, he said, Mom, we're safe. And Miss Royalty was with us in the back. And I said, Royalty, are you okay? She said, yes, Mommy. The second time, as soon as he told me, Mom, we're fine, we're safe, he touched the door. By the time he just put his finger there, it popped open. We had to step on his seat and just walked out of that car. All we could say was, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It felt like I was out of vocabulary. All I could remember saying was, thank you, Lord. 2 weeks later, I said, Daddy, let's talk. How did that happen? And I could understand that it's an angel that opened the door and left it there so we could, by faith, take an action. So our son, Darwin, had to do was stretch his faith and believe that this thing is going to open, even though I tried it the first time. We have heard about our protection. We believe in our protection. We speak it and we act by taking the communion daily. So we don't only speak the word, we also do the word, and we expect it to come to pass. As a parent, it's very important to expose the children to the covenant. So the covenant is not just for us. The covenant is a legacy we can give to our generation. We see Papa Kenneth, Mama Gloria, we see Pastors George and Terry Preston. We see them live the faith life before us. But you know, it's a different thing when you have to step on that water. They're like Jesus, they're walking on it, right? But you have to step on the word that you know. So when you partner, it's not only protection. In your partnership is provision. In your partnership is revelation. What they know, you will know.
Now, today we want to offer you a teaching series on CD by my grandfather, Brother Copeland, entitled The Power of the Anointing. And I know you want to operate in God's anointing, but you need a good understanding of what it is, what it's designed to do. And in this series, you're going to learn how to protect the anointing that's on your life, how to use the anointing to heal, deliver, and to bless people according to God's plan. And this is a good teaching series for you to turn around and do in your own Bible study. So get a hold of these things today. Request your free series at kcm.org. And if you need prayer for anything, I invite you to call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line. And you've got somewhere to call, a place that you know the person on the other end is going to pray in faith with you, pray the Word of God with you, and see good results in your life. Now, KCM's prayer ministers are trained in the Word of God. They will pray scriptures. They're going to declare God's promises over your life. And there are prayer ministers, not only here at the office in Fort Worth, Texas, but in all of KCM's international offices around the world. So go to kcm.org to contact the office nearest you. Let somebody come into agreement with you and with God and see our good God do good things in your life. Thanks for watching today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
For a free copy of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download, visit our website, kcm.org.
We release our faith for the greatest Southwest Believers Convention in history.
Right now,
all the greatest Word of Faith teachers here, and the atmosphere of all the Spirit-filled people is really like you can touch it. It's so tangible and so electric.
There's a difference in being like here in the atmosphere where you're around other people of like precious faith. I think it's really important to just be physically present.
Get in this environment with like-minded believers. It will change your life.
This conference is going to be the best conference you've ever.
When you get saturated with the Word for 10, 12, 13 hours a day, I mean, that's a gift that you give yourself.
Don't miss the Kenneth Copeland Southwest Believers Convention, July 22nd through the 27th at the Fort Worth Convention Center. Register today at kcm.org/swbc. And remember,
Jesus is Lord. Come on, amen.
Let's go.